Satanoim in Terakila, the third Terak in Shabbos, where the cooking the Hamitverya constitutes Bishol Deraisa or not. What's the Shaila? Because Bishol Deraisa by Shabbos. Bishol Deraisa by Vashol by Shabbos is only Bishol De'esh or Betoldas O'esh. So the Tanoim had a machlex, but the Hamitverya is considered Toldas O'esh, or it's a Toldas Achama. It's not considered Toldas O'esh. So we assume Hamitverya is not Toldas O'esh. So by Shabbos, it's not a Nisa Deraisa. By Korban Pesach, Boshel Mavushel Bamaim, the only Goyim gives you the Mar Mekaymus. Shabbos Daf Mem, and Msochem Daf Mem Aleph. And Msochem Daf Mem Aleph, he goes on Boshel Mavushel Bamaim. If you eat a Korban Pesach that was fried or baked or something, it wasn't Tzliyesh, so you're not Mekaym the Mitzvah Sese, Kiim Tzliyesh. You're Mevatel Mitzvah Sese, Kiim Tzliyesh. In addition to not being Mekaym the Mitzvah Sese, do you get Malkus also? So it says, "Al techel menu no, or boshel mavushel ma'amayim." If you eat it no, you eat it boshel mavushel, then not only are you over on the essay of kim tzliyesh, you get malchus for al techel menu no. So boshel mavushel, the Gemara says, "I'm a bashel pesach with hamit veria." Zayin over all of you, you're not over on the lav. You're not mekayim the essay of kim tzliyesh, but you're not over on the lav because bishul b'hamit veria, we paskin is considered tolda sachama. It's not considered tolda soesh. So by basa b'chol of osa, it's not going to be basa b'chol of deraisa. It'll only be basa b'chol of derabanan. So chametz tveria, they don't all belong together over here. The Shulchan Aruch puts a whole bunch of things together and sieve up. They're not all on the same adrega. Bishul b'chametz tveria for sure is only derabanan. Meushan, that's an ibayid leiv shita in Yerushalmi. That's an ibayid leiv shita. Maybe that's a din deraisa. What does it mean meushan? There are two kinds of smoking. The smoking process is told as eish. Yeah, but the two kinds of ma'ushan. When you smoke it, so the smoke goes up and the salmon on top, or whatever is the tuna fish on top, or the meat on top, the beef on top, becomes yatzo lettuce? Oh no, the smoking goes up, the fire on the bottom is yatzo lettuce, but by the time the smoke touches the food on top, it's no longer yatzo lettuce, but the smoke affects the food, then it makes it roi lachila. So the pashtus is that that's what the Yerushalmi is masupik. It's meushan, and by the time the oshan reaches the food is not going to be, it'll be warm, but it's not going to be yatzalet. So how does it become roi lachila? The smoke, the steam, affects it in such a way that it treats the food and it makes it roi lachila. So that's a by the life sheet in Yerushalmi. Is that a din of bishul deraisa? Is that only bishul derabbanan? So the Mechaba quotes it as a sveika deraisa. Chametz tveria is not a sveika deraisa. Chametz tveria is often a gemara. So chametz tveria is not. We paskin like the Tanaim. Chametz tveria is not called toldas ha'esh. And meushan is an ibayid leiv shita. So ain loikem mala because it's a suffix. Suffix deraisa lechumre. You're not allowed to do the bishul, and it'll be also b'hano. It'll be also the bishul also b'hano. Mi suffix deraisa. But ain't like a mala because you don't give malchus on a suffix. When you have a suffix deraisa l'chumra, you can't give any malchus. So it's not really fair that the mechaber put the two together. It's not really meduyak. Mushan is an ibayid leiv shita in Yerushalmi, whether it's deraisa or not. So mi suffix you say osam in atar bebishul v'bahano ain't like a mala because you don't give malchus on a suffix. Chametz tveria for sure is only the rabbanan. The Biragro and the others quote the Prichodosh, who has a taina against Rabbi Yosef Kara. Why does he quote one Yerushalmi that has an ibayid leiv shita by Meushan, but there's another Yerushalmi where it says black and white that Meushan is Bishul Deraisis. So the ibayid leiv shita over here was Nifshet and the other Mesichta. One is in Adorim and one is in Shabbos. Here, Yerushalmi in Adorim has presented Rabbanan the question, Shalon Meushan Mahu in ibayid leiv shita. And that's when Nebuchadnezzar writes, Rabbi Yosef Kara writes, vis-a-vis Bishul Akam we mekel, because Bishul Akam is only a din de Rabbanan, so there you mekel that Meushan doesn't have an Issa Bishul Akam. But when you get to Basa B'cholab, it's a Shana Deraisa, so you machma misofik. So the Prichodosh has a taina, why did the Mechaber only concentrate on Yerushalmi Perek Vav din Adorim? There's Yerushalmi Perek Zayin, the Shabbos, where it says that Meushan is Deraisa. So it's not an Abayid Lev Shita, it is a Shita. That's the Hasoga of the Prichodosh. Then Mecholov for sure is a din de Rabbanon. Mecholov for sure is a din de Rabbanon. Mecholov, we had a machlokes in Sifches. What is Mecholov? When you make cheese and the whey that's left is already called Mecholov, but that's part of him in Atar, it's only Melechig Mede Rabbanon, and they say no. Yesh Misha Omer, that nisyu v'dechal that way, that's milchik min haTorah. If you take that way and you make cheese out of that, and then what's left is mamish basadik, that we call that, the Rishonim invented in the word mei mechalov. That's even more watery than the original way. After you made whey cheese out of that way, then you have left mei mechalov, so that's going to be parva min haTorah. So we're machmer on that. We're machmer like that sheet in Sivches, that the only time it's paravim in HaTorah and only milchik mederabanan if it's mei mecholav. Yeah. And what do we say that mecholav here? The Ramah writes on the second line, third line in Sivvav, mecholav osma mechol kemo cholav atzma. Mecholav, you're not allowed to cook flesh with mecholav. It's not just a marisai. It's osa b'dievet. If you cooked it with flesh, it'll asa the flesh b'dievet, mederabanan, not min HaTorah. And the Shach writes in Yud Zayin, even Mei Mecholov. You shouldn't only think that the Ramah is Machmer on the Mecholov. That's a Machlek, is a Rishon, whether that's Melchik Min HaTorah or Melchik Min HaRabbanan, so the Ramah Paskin that it's also B'Yevit. No, even by Mei Mecholov, that L'Chola Deis, it's Parvim Min HaTorah, he says it's still Asas Min HaRabbanan. Mei Mecholov is considered Melchik Min HaRabbanan. That's the Shach Yud Zayin. Kasabisa Beheter. Tafilosa Mecholov Shinish Achshos Magvinus. In Sifches, that may make cholov, that's still milchik mederabbanan. Cholov meisa is also mederabbanan. The Shach says that's beferish. Cholov meisa, he says, kidil kamon simitzadik. The Shach and Yudalit writes kidil kamon simitzadik, that cholov meisa is milchik mederabbanan. The Ras is mederabbanan. Cholov zachar was a stira between. It looks like a machloek to the Mechaber and the Ramban. The Mechaber says Cholav Zohar is Potter, sounds like Potter Rav Alasser, that's how the Shach points out. Then the Ramah says Cholav Zohar doesn't pose a problem at all. So the Shach writes in Sivkot and Tezayin, we saw it yesterday, that Mar Machadah Veloi Pligi. That's how he ends off the last line in the Shach Tezayin. They're talking about two different Zohar. One is talking about a Behemah Zohar, and one is talking about an Adam Zohar. The Behemah, that's a Zohar, so that's Cholav Zohar. An abnormal behemoth, a zohar that has, it's not an androgynous, it's a zohar that has dadim. So the cholav zohar is milchig midirabonim. Min haTorah, it's paravim midirabonim, it's milchig. But if he had a human being who's a zohar, and he has milk, like a woman has milk, so a male human being has milk, so then the Ramah says, that's not even milchig midirabonim, that's a garnish min garnish. That you don't have to worry. Mishum marisayin, you shouldn't do, okay. But that's not even milchik. So that's the Shach thinks that there's no steer, no machlokes in the Mechaber and the Ramah. They both say the same thing. Dam b'cholav, yeah. Dam b'cholav is enough in the Gemara. The dam is not b'cholav b'osan. That's what we spoke about when we learned originally. We said the Prima Godim has in Arachayim he has. He really should have it over here in Yeridei. They printed in Arachayim. It's called Hanhogas Hashoel V'Hanishal. So when a balabas comes with a shayla, balabas that comes with a shayla, so he has a checklist, a few hundred questions that you have to ask. Is it an Issa Deraisa? Is it an Issa Derabbanan? Is it Kli Ben Yom? Is it any Ben Yom? Do you have Shishim? Is it Nois and Tam Leshvach? Is it Nois and Tam Levgam? He gives you all the questions that you have to check to ask. So he throws in the middle the whole Hezbe. He says, there's a difference whether it's an Issa Deraisa, an Issa Derabbanan, Safik Deraisa Luchum, Safik Derabbanan Lekula. So he says, Dam Shebishlo. What's the din of Dam Shebishlo? So that was a machlekes in the Gemara, where the Dam Shebishlo here, the Mechaber writes, the last line is Sivav in the Mechaber. If you cook Dam with milk, you're not look al achilas mishum basa b'cholov. What did he add on mishum basa b'cholov? What do those last two words mean? You're not look mishum means, you're look mishum Dam, but you're not look mishum basa b'cholov. So it means that there's an Issa Dam Daraisa, even though you cooked it. That's the Loshon Aram. Even though you cooked the Dam, so the Shach says, Kiloshon Hazeh, the Shach and Tezvav, Kiloshon Hazeh, Kosov HaRambam. This is a direct quotation from the Rambam, that if you cook Dam with Cholav, you're not like a Mishum Basa B'Cholav. That was a Gemara. The Dam is not Basar, so it doesn't make Basa B'Cholav. Why did the Rambam write, not like a Mishum Basa B'Cholav? Umashma Daitan Mishum Basa B'Cholav, who then like Malachilos, Mishum Dam, Lok Malachilos, aye, but it's Dam Shebishloi. And the Gemara has a machloikis where the Dam Shebishlo is the Raisa de Rabbanon. So he says, the Rambam sounds like he's paskling the Dam Shebishlo is the Raisa. Loikim Olav. He says, you're not Loikim Mishum Basel Ha, you're Loikim Mishum Dam. That sounds like Dam Shebishlo is the Raisa. So the Shach says, we do not paskin like that. There are more paskins that it's clear. There are more paskins dam shebish and hilchas dam. And hilchas malicha. We paskin dam shebishloi is only the Rabbanim. The Svardim have a whole, the Svardim don't follow any Ramos. They ignore all the Ramos. And they're not sure what the Mechaber paskin, about dam shebishloi. But the dam shebishloi is the Raisa Rabban. This Mechaber sounds like he's saying the dam shebishloi is the Raisa. So that was the Prima Godim, is writing for Ashkenazim. Prima Godim lived in Frankfurt, he writes. He lived in not the local Frankfurt. That's Frankfurt on the Main. He lived in the other Frankfurt, Frankfurt on the other. Two different Frankfurts. So he writes, he was a Galatiana, and his parnasa was, he used to teach little children. He's a Mikri Dardike. He used to teach little children in Frankfurt. So he doesn't write the Psalkim for Sephardim. He's writing for Ashkenazim. So he writes, Adam Shebishla is only the Rabbanon. So if you're going to have a Sufik, you'll be able to say Sveika the Rabbanon Lekulam. If it were Dam Shalob Bishla, it would be an issue deraisa. So then he says, Dam Shebishla is only the Rabbanon. Why is that? What's the machloek? Why is Dam Shebishla only the Rabbanon? So we explained originally, I think, no? That the Chumash says you're not allowed to eat Chelev Adam, because Chelev Adam is, the Chelev is supposed to be burnt on the Mizbech and Adam. Anin is Hatav Lachem Lechaper Al HaMizbech. The Adam is supposed to be used to be Zorik on the Mizbech. And then the Gemara learns that from Sukkim, one might have thought that only dam from Karbonis is also dam from a non-Korban is not Nanin Esat of Lechem Alam Mizbech Lechaper. So the Gemara learns that from Sukkim that even dam Chulin is the same status, has the same chorus if you eat dam Chulin as if you would eat dam Kachim. So dam that you Zorik on the Mizbech is only raw dam. Once dam Shebishloi, so you're not Yotz in the Mitzvah if you Zorik on the Mizbech, like Nisuch HaYayin. If you're going to have Yayin Mavushal, it's not Koshal and Asach HaGabi HaMizbech. And the same thing, Haktoris Emurim, the Chelev on the Mizbech. If you cooked the Emurim first, and then you makted them on the Mizbech, also you're not Yotz. Everything has to be raw. The Chelev has to be raw, and otherwise not called Reach Nichayach, and the Dam has to be raw. Dam Shebishloi is not Koshal Azrika, and the Yayin Mavushal is not Koshal and Asach HaGabi HaMizbech. That's why we have it in the Dam. That the Yayin Mevushal is no prohibition of Maga Akum. The Gemara has, Tosis points out in the Gemara, Maseches Avodah Zarah, that the two reasons why the Tanoim prohibited Stam Yenam. One reason is because Mishum B'nai Seim may lead into marriage. The wine is so delicious, I may decide to marry his daughter and I'll always have a lifetime supply of this delicious wine. And then, but that's only if the wine is manufactured by the Nochri. What if it's kosher wine, Jewish wine, Canaan wine, or whatever, a kosher wine, and the Nochri pours the wine? So I'm not going to marry his daughter because he's the waiter and he pours the wine. So that's also because of a Chashash Nisuch. So the Chashash Nisuch only applies if the Nochri manufactures the wine. That's also Mishum and Hasem. So it's not going to help that the Nochri is Mavashalit. Remember, years ago, the Yiddish newspaper used to come out every day. So years ago, Rav Soloveitchik once came into Shi, he was all upset. They wrote up on Narishkeit in the Yiddish, they always used to write up Narishkeit, the Yiddish newspaper. So they wrote up on Narishkeit that the conservative Vad Halacha, or Gepaskin, that you're allowed to drink grape juice, Welch's grape juice, because Yayim Mavushal, there's no din of Stam Yenam. Yayim Mavushal. So he came in and he was all angry and he was laughing, what an amaratzis it was. So he asked the students that he said what he read in the paper. He said that they realized what the Amaratzis was. So the student didn't know what the whole issue was all about. So he explained that. So he said, if the Nochri Welch's grape juice is manufactured by Nochri, it's manufactured by Nochri, that's B'nai Seim. It doesn't help that it's Yayim Mavushal. If it's kosher wine that's manufactured by Jewish people, it's no Chashash B'nai Seim. If I marry Mr. Kedem's daughter, or you have some kosher wine, if I marry his daughter, it's fine. It's a Jewish company. It's just that the Nochri is handling the wine, so then it's only a Hashash Mishum Nisuch. Maybe the Nochri was Menasech Hidla, but it's Zoris. So then the Gemara says, since Yai Mavushal is not kosher Lenasech Hagabi Hamzbech in the Beis HaMikdosh, so the Obdi Avodah Zarah wouldn't pour it for Avodah Zarah purposes either. If they actually did, if they take water and pour it, Avodah Zarah, it'll also become Yai Nesach. It'll also become Tikruv as they rise. If they'll pour Yai Mavushal, if they're Beferish pour it, the Shem Avodah Zarah will become Asa. But Bederach Klal, since by Yos it's Pasal and Asach HaGabi HaMizbech, if it's Yayim Mavushal, so by the Yovdei Avodah Zarah, they're probably not going to use it either to be Menasach. So the whole Chashash, that maybe the Nochri was Menasach HaGabi, the whole Chashash in the first place is very far-fetched, Taisus says. They would never have a Negezer on Stam Yeinam Mishum Chashash Nisuch if not for the fact that there was a bigger Chashash of Bnei Seyim. That's the main prohibition on Stam Yainam, was Mishum Bnei Seyim. So once they made the Issa, because it may lead to intermarriage, so they threw in this Chashash also, that even if the Nachri handles kosher wine, it's also because of the Chashash, maybe he was Menasechet. So it's a Fafetch Chashash. So if the Nachri was only handling Yayim of Ushal, we don't know one way or the other whether he was Menasech or not. And the whole thing is so far-fetched in the first place. This makes it even more far-fetched if it's Yayim of Ushal. So the Kihai Gavna, they were never goes. So that's he was all upset. How do they, the Bad Halacha of the Jewish Theological Seminar at Gepaskin that week, that Welch's grape juice is mutter because there's no Issa Stam Yainam and Yayim of Ushal. So he said, there's no Stam Yainam means if the Nachri handles Jewish wine, that's Mavushal. Not if the Nachri manufactures the wine. So here the Gemara says that Dam Shebishloi is not kosher l'zvik al gabi hamizbeach. So that's why there's a machlokes hamaroyim in the Gemara in Menachos. Where is it? Menachos Daf Kaf Aleph, I think. Whether maybe since the Torah prohibits Dam, even though Dam abehemas chulin is also awesome in a Torah with Koris, but still it says in the Chumash that the basis is because the Dam of Karbonus is supposed to be Nizrak al gabi hamizbeach. So once it's Dam Shebishloi, and if it would have been a korban, it would not have been kosher l'zrika al gabi hamizbeach. So that's what many Amoraim and the Gemara hold, that such Dam Shebishloi ain't over all of it, not over on the Yisim. Because it wouldn't be kosher l'zrika al gabi hamizbeach. So there are more paskins like that. The Mechaba is questionable. The Sfardim have an Asik, whether they hold Dam Shebishloi as the Raisa Rabban. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Good kasha. I don't know. Chaylev is a machlokes in Tosfos. Tosfos in the discussion of which chaylev is also which chaylev. It's the exact same. The chaylev that's mutter we call shuman. Chaylev that's also we call chaylev. So the Gemara in Eilu Treifus. Most of the parak talks about treifus. Part of the parak talks about how to determine whether kosher, whether the birds are kosher treif, fish, whether fish are kosher treif, animals malager, mafis paras. It's all in parak Eilu Treifus. So the Gemara has there also about chaylev. How do you determine what's chaylev and what's shuman? So the different opinions in the Tanaim. So there's a big tosfos there in parak Eilu Treifus, but tosfos has a major machlokes. Is there such a thing as a chaylev that's also for us to eat, even though it was never korban on the mizbeach? Can such a thing exist? The reverse we know does exist. You have sometimes you makrib the alya. On some karbonis you makrib the fatty tail, and others you're not, depending which animal it is. So even though the alya is korban gabi mizbeach, if you have a behemas chulin, you're permitted to eat the alya. That's mufurish in the Gemara, in the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, the alya is mutter. There is a chaleb that's korban mizbeach, and it's still mutter for us to eat. But the question is the opposite. Is it possible to talk about a chaleb that's also for us to eat that was never carved on the Mizbech? If the whole prohibition is only by Ninitzat of Lechem on the Mizbech, Lechaper, that says by Dam. But the Mashmas is that Chaylev is the same. So that's 2 days in Tosis. If you hold, that was a big Machlokes in Europe. They had different Minigrinus and Minigesterai, different parts of Europe, different sides of the river, different Medinas. So some Medinas were Machmer on that Chaylev, others were not. And then it was a Shaila, can I eat by the other people? I come from the Malkum where we don't eat the chaylev. I'm going to go visit by the others, so he's going to give me flesh, he's going to give me chicken. Chicken is no shaylev. He's going to give me chicken, but it was cooked in his pot. So do I have to be choshish that the pot is a ben yomo from his cooking the tray for chaylev that we don't eat? And I'm welcome, they do eat. These baliatas held it was an isa deraisa, this chaylev. There was a big split in Europe in the days of the Rishayim. So if you hold there's such a thing as chaylev that's also lehedit, even though it's never korav al-gabi ha-mizbeach, so as I rub the ganze shayla, your shayla is, if you hold that it cannot be, like that opinion of Tosfos, cannot be such a thing, that there's a chaylev that's also for us that was never korav al-gabi ha-mizbeach, then you have a good tekasha, just like dam shebishloi is only the rabbanon, so why isn't chaylev shebishloi muta min ha-tor? I don't know, it's a good kasha, but it's certainly not correct. Certainly chaylev shebishloi will be an issa deraisa. So again, so the Prima Gadim has in his checklist. So he says, we paskin dam shebishlo is only the Rabbanan. But he says, bamedva mamurim, if the dam is from a kosher animal, what if the dam is from a behema trefa? So he says, dam shebishlo only takes off the yisa deraisa of dam, but it doesn't take off the yisa deraisa of trefa. So then it'll still be awesome in a Torah, And if you have a suffix shishim, so then it'll be suffix deraisa lechumra. Fine. But then he says, what if it's going to be dam from a nevela? So he says, dam from a nevela, it does not have an isa nevela. And he's mitzayin a taisus m'sachim. We spoke about, I think, taisus in Sanhedrin, davdala and aleph, and taisus m'sachim, where taisus proves the dam is not bechal boset. That's what it says in the mechaber here, sivav. The dam is not bechal boset. Mechaber got it from the Gemara. The dam is not bechal boset. So why does he distinguish between a trefa and a nevela? So the Pimagana explains, by nevela, the dam can only be usher if it's dam dina kibosa. We know dam is not dina kibosa. So the dam doesn't have an isa nevela, only has an isa dam. Once it's bishlo, it's only going to be the rabbanon. And if you have a suffix shishim, you're not sure if you have shishim, so suffix the rabbanon lakula. But he says by a trefa, not only is something usher if it's dina kibosa, if the trefa gives off milk or the trefa lays eggs, it's also usher. There's a din of yotzim in hasar usher. By nevela, there can't be such a thing as the yotzim in hasar. That's what Tosfos says. Beitzas nevela, according to Beis Hillel, we just said yesterday. Beitzas nevela, Beis Hillel said, afilu kamos and the keres bashukas asura. So Tosfos had the kasha, the bahak's kasha. So there were three terutzim. So the third terutz in Tosfos that the Shach was talking about in Sivkot and Tes, the third terutz was that Beis Hillel asked beitzas nevela midirabanan exera out the beitzas trefa. Beitzas trefa is asam and atura because yotzim in hasar rasa. Beitzas nevela can't be yotzim in hasar. While it's alive, it's not a nevela. After it dies, the body is not producing any more beitzim. So it can't be godel beisa. It can't be such a thing menatoira. It's beitzas nevela. It's asmanatoira. Unless you have a nevela mechaim. That's what the Prima got him. In Hilchas Beitzim, and Simon Peivov there, so the Pischei Tshuva quotes the Prima got him, that the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Treifus has, you sometimes have an animal that's walking around, alive and kicking, dancing, and we declare it as a nevela mechaim. It's considered a nevela. So sometimes nevela mechaim means even if you're going to shecht it, it's going to be a nevela, but it's not yet a nevela. And others I declare it's already a nevela now. While it's talking about, like Rabbi Tendler used to quote that about brain death, you can have a person who's alive and the halacha declares him as dead. So that's questionable whether that's accurate. But over here, this says in Shulchan Aruch, this is what he used to quote. This simon in Shulchan Aruch. There are animals that are walking around alive, and we declare them as nevela and nevela mechaim. So that's what the Prima Gadim says. If you have a nevela mechayim, so it's possible to say that the cholav of such a nevela will be nisa deraisa. A yotzim and hasa is asa. Tosfos says you never have yotzim and hasa by nevela. While the animal is alive, it's not a nevela. After it dies, it's not manufacturing any milk. It's not producing any eggs anymore. So the Prima Gadim says, but sometimes you can have a nevela mechayim. So maybe then the egg will be nisa deraisa. So the Prima Gadim in his Hanhogas Hashol Bahanishal, he has this whole checklist. He says, if you have a shaila with dam, so dam is an isa deraisa, and you need shishim in atoira, b'mishen aminoi, suffix shishim is asar, because that's feka deraisa l'chumet. That's the first sif in Simen Tzadik Ches. Simen Tzadik Ches is the beginning of Hilchas Taruvis. It says there that we paskin tam kikir is deraisa. Rashi paskins tam kikir lav deraisa. So if you have a suffix shishim, so Rashi would probably say, sveka derabon l'kula. But because we paskin like Tosfos, the tam kikir is deraisa. So if you have a suffix shishim, here's siv beis. If you have a suffix shishim, so then we would say, suffix deraisa l'chumet. But if you have a tarubis of mim mimino, the whole need for shishim is only with the rabbanon, Rashi holds that mim mimino is not bottle at all. So we don't follow that Rashi either. So we paskin like Tosfos that mim mimino is bottle, and it's more kal than mim shein amina, because there is none in sinas tam. So min ator, it's really bottle berov. You only need shishim mid the rabbanon. So if you have a taruvus a min b'minoi lach belach, and the whole need for shishim is only mid the rabbanon, and you're not sure if you have shishim, so then it says in Shulchan Aruch that a suffix shishim is lahakel. That's feka the rabbanon lekula. So that's what the Prima Gadim says. If dam become the sariv and food, oy dam is an isa deraisa. So if you're not sure if you have shishim, suffix shishim is feka deraisa lechumer. What if the dam is dam shebishloi? I cooked everything. The worst it can be is only the rabbanon. So dam shebishlo is only the rabbanon. So if you have a suffix shishim, so then it'll be lekula. So he says, if the dam is from a kosher animal, but if the dam is from a trefa, the dam shebishlo, the bishlo only takes off the isa dam, doesn't take off the isa trefa. But if it's an nevela, if the dam is from an nevela, it'll only have an isa dam. It can't have an isa nevela. It can't. There is no such thing as yotzim and hasa from an nevela, unless it's a case of an nevela mechaim. That's the other prima gadim. That he says, maybe if it's a nevela mechayim, so the dam that was developed in the guf ha-behema while it's walking around, is Godel Beisa. That would be Yotzim and Hasa. That would be Asim and Atar. But leaving out that funny case of a Nevela Mechaim. So the Prima Gadim says, by a Nevela to declare that the Dam has had an Isa Nevela, that's only if a Dam is Dina Kibos. You know, Dam is not Dina Kibos. That's what it says in Sivav. The Mavashal Dam Becholav is only the Rabbanim. It's not an Isa Derais. But Dam of a Trefa is also because of Yotzim and Hasa. Then we learn Siv Zayin the Mechaber. Similar issue. What is Basam? What is Chalav? What is Basam and Atar? What's Basam and Abana? So the Mechaber quotes the Gemara. The Gemara makes a contrast between Shlil and Shilya. Shlil means the Uber. I have a fetus. Let's say it's a Nefel. So it's Fleshig. The Uber is a Nefel, is Fleshig. So Shlil b'Chalav is an Issa Deraisa. Chai means Malkus. Mechaber wasn't able to give any malchus, but he means that it's an Issa Deraisa. He talks about Loikim Olavein, Loikim Olav, they didn't have any malchus in the days of Rabbi Yosef Kar. They tried to give smicha, but it just didn't get off the ground, didn't work. So he's just telling you, what's Deraisa and what's the Rabbanon? So Shlil b'cholav is bas b'cholav Deraisa. So that'll be also b'bishol and also b'anoa. Shilya is the embryonic sac, so that's only bas b'cholav the Rabbanon. So he says Potter. Potter means Potter of Alasa. That's the Shachav base. Pata means Pata Ravalasa. So Or is the same as the Shilya. The Shilya is the sack. It's not Dina Kibosa Minatara. And the Or is also not Dina Kibosa. So that's what yesterday we saw the Pischei Tshuvas of Katan Tezvav. Talks about Elush Orasem Kibisorum. That's a Mishnah Perikah Arba Raitev. Usually the Or is not considered royal achila, but certain parts of the body, certain or is considered. Most of the or is tough, a different consistency from basa. So or is not dina kibasa, and certain parts of the body, he gives you the three spots on the body. Or hashlil, or shetachas alya, or beis habayshes. So the two or three locations on the body where the or is dina kibasa. So the Prima Gadim is Mesupik, would that Mishnah or Raitev apply over here? Would you say that would constitute Basa B'chalav Deraisa or not? The Pashtus says that it should be. If it's our same Kibsarim, so it should be Dina Kibasar. Where do we have? We have another case. We have a discussion whether Or is Dina Kibasar. We Paskin, Or is not Dina Kibasar. Here in the Mechaba, Or is not Dina Kibasar. We have another Shaila, Mace. A Mace is also Bahano. The Gemara has a drasha. Atam Misham Miriam at the cover Sham. So we learn that Sham Sham Eglah Rufa. It says when Miriam died, Batam Sham at the cover Sham, and by Eglah Rufa it says Viorf Sham is Eglah Banachal. So just like Eglah Rufa is also Mano, so to a mace is also Bahano. So the Mishlam Melech writes he's not so convinced that this is a drasha Gemara Derais. He says maybe it's an Asmachtam and the Rabban. He says Tosfos says that it's Derais. Tosfos becomes Mekaymus assumes that a mace also b'ano is a real din deraisa. Mishlam Melech says, okay, that's what Tosfos says, but he says he wasn't so convinced. And then even assuming like Tosfos, that's how we assume. We assume that a mace also b'ano is a din deraisa. What about Or HaMace? Or the Or HaMace is also b'ano aminatar, are only b'derabana. So that's a steer in two Tosfosin and two different mesichtas. One mesichta, one is in Chulin, and I forgot where the other one is. But the Poskin quoted there by mace also b'ano, the end of Chel Gimel Yeridei. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva. He says we have the right to assume like that opinion. The Mishnah Melech wanted to say the whole din meis osam anoz only with the Rabbanon. So we follow Tosfos meis osam anoz menatar. So to go a chumra on top of a chumra to say even the or is also osam anoz menatar. So Rav Moshe says we're not machmas so far. He says we're makel that or a meis is only osam with the Rabbanon. My nafkemina, who it's osam with the Rabbanon, so it's osam. So Rav Moshe says no. Let's say they want to take a cornea from a dead person. The vital organs you can't take from a dead person to help a live person, unless the dead person is not really dead, unless he's only brain dead. So many hold that he's still alive. So that's not going to help. You can't take a heart from a dead person is dead. It's not going to help. But the cornea you can take from a dead person. So that's a shaila. But the cornea is also everything in the mace is also b'ano. So Moshe writes that the cornea is dino ke'or, the consistency of the cornea is the same as skin, it's not the same consistency as basar, And he says, we assume like that opinion in Tosfos that Ora Meis only Osa Banom the Rabbanon. So a Sakana Saver, a person can't see. And he wants to regain his sight. So he wants to take the cornea from a mace and implant it in a living person. So he says, that you can be Mekel. For Sakana Saver and Hilchus Shabbos, we have four different Madregas. Evachodosh Yeshba Sakana, that you even permitted to violate Yisurim Deraisa. Then you have a Chodesh Embo Sakona. There's no Sakona Sachaim, but there's Sakona Aver. He has an organ that doesn't function. Or you're afraid that he's going to lose the use of an organ. So for Sakona Aver, you're permitted to violate all Yisurim Derabbanon. Even the Malacha Derabbanon. Everything that's only Derabbanon is Mutam. There are different opinions in the Mechaba, and the Mechaba says that in Shinchav Ches or Shinchav Tes in Hilchos Shabbos, so the Mechaber says we pass like this Ramban sheet in the Sefer Torah of Adam. So the Ramban has these madregas. Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, if need be, you can violate Yisurim Daraisa. It was less than a Sakana Senefasha, only Sakana Sever. So they don't follow those opinions that Sakana Sever, loss of limb or life is the same. Only loss of life. Loss of limb, there's such a Meiri, that loss of a limb is considered Pikoch Nefesh. We don't accept that Meiri's opinion, it was totally rejected. So what we do, we are Mekel, is we follow the Ramban, it says in Shulchan, Sakana Savior, you can violate all the Rabban. So if it's less than Sakana Savior, it's just, he's a Chayla She'em Bo Sakana, means Mutal L'Mishkov. He can't function normally. He has to lie in bed, he has such aches and pains that he's slowed down, he can't function normally. So then we don't allow one to violate all the Rabbanans in order to heal the Chayla. We only allow one to violate Gzeiras the Rabbanan. We don't allow one to violate Melachas the Rabbanan. And if it's even less than that, it's not even a Chayla Shein B'Sakan, just a Bari, where the Mechish B'Alma, it's not only do we not have any Kulas, we introduce a Chumra. We say, there's an Issa Refuah. You're not allowed to take any medication. Gzeiras Shem Yishachik Salaman. So that's what they have in Shulchan Aruch. There are four madregas of how sick the person is. Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana Sa'nefesh, but Sakana Sa'ever. So Sakana Sa'ever is enough to be matter all the Rabbanans. All the Rabbanans are mutter. Then if it's less than that, just the Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, you're only matter Gzeiris, you're not matter Malachas. And less than that is a Bari with a Mechish B'Alma. So that's what Moshe says over here. He said, just like in Hilchus Shabbos, if there's Sakana Sa'ever, we allow anything that's the Rabbanan. That's what the Mechaber writes, Halachi Kedeya HaShlishis, I think. We pass on like the Ramban Shita in the Torah of Adam, that all the Rabbanans are Mutam Malakim Chola Sheesh B'Sakana Sever. So he says, by the cornea transplant, the cornea is Dino Ke'or, is not Dino Ke'basa. So he says, we accept that opinion in Tosfos, that Or HaMeis is only Asa B'Hanom Mid the Rabbanan, it's not an Issa Deraisa. So since it's only the Rabbanan, and he wants to regain the ability to see, even if he can see on one eye. Ramosha assumes the other eye is not working. So he's allowed to use the cornea from a mace, even though it's mamish mace, not brain dead. Mamish, the guy is dead, mamish. So he says the holy Issa is only the Rabbanah, so that we're matan. So that's also an Asik. Those 2 days in Tesis were the or hamace is also manam in atarma the Rabbanon. So the Pashtus is like Ramosha says, we assume the or is not dina kibasa. Only the Bisar HaMeis is Osam and Ator. Seyar HaMeis, that's what Tosfos and Bava Kamba discusses. Seyar HaMeis. When they first started wearing sheitlin, the religious women started wearing sheitlin, they always used to cover their hair. So this sheitlin business started in the days of the Chassam Sofer. So he prohibited wearing sheitlin. He was opposed. He left in his tavor, none of his descendants should allow their wives to wear sheitlin. Why? So in the days of the Chassam Sofer, when they first started with sheitlin, they used to cut off the sheitlin from a dead body. Non-Jews. Now, Jews never gave permission to cut off. So the shayla was, it was a double shayla. The shayla was whether meisei akam arosa bahanoa. Maybe meisei arosa bahanoa only applies to meisei so maybe meisei akam amuta bahanoa. And even if one should assume that meisei akam arosa bahanoa, the Ramos says in the end of Hilchus Avelus there, the end of Chel Gimel Yerideya, so the Biragra quotes, Mar Mekarmis from the Gemara, that meisei akam are really muta bahanoa. And the Rishayim came up with such a chumrah. We shouldn't be nana from Meisei Akma. So just a chumrah to begin with. No, Meisei Asamano Sham Sham. It's not really based on the Chiyav Kvura. Some say like that. They say Hanik Barim Afron Asa. The fact that it's Tom Kvura shows that it's Asamano. That's The Gemara never said that the mace is asamano because it's a mitzvah kvura. A mace is asamano, period. Even by mace yakim, when there's no mitzvah kvura, there is room to say that it should be asamano. They say that it's dumia de Miriam. Miriam was Jewish. So they ask, why don't you say dumia de Miriam? Only a novi she mace is asamano. A balabosha mace mutmano. I say, no, the halacha never distinguishes between the body of a novi and the body of a layman. If Miriam's, you're going to say maybe only women are rasaman or men are not. It's not mistaber. But
why is it not mistaber?
Yeah, from egla rufa. Sham egla rufa. But it doesn't mean because there's a chi of kvura. Some achrayim wrote it sounds humorous that the mishnah in the end of Tmura divides all the Yisra'el no into two categories. There are nigbarim and there are nisrafim. So you see that nigbarim are rasabanos. So since a mace is ton kvura. So it's a dead giveaway that it's asmano. That's a joke. That's not. There is no such din that anything that's tong kvur is asmano. Anything that's asmano, some of the rabbanon they say mishum takola, don't leave it around the house. Sometimes it's a mitzvah nisrafim, or long klakem is a mitzvah to burn it, and by the other there's no mitzvah to burn it, but mid the rabbanon you have to dispose of it. You shouldn't leave it around the house. Someone's going to get hanoah by mistake. So it's not that all nigbarim are asmano. All things that are asmano have to be disposed of. So all the Surah no, I have to be Nigbarim or more, or maybe even the Surafim. So it's Exer Rishav, Sham Sham Egla Rufa, that it's Asabano. So the Rishonim say, Mikra Din Gemaris, that makes the Akma really Mutabano Min HaTorah, and the Ramah quotes the Chuvas HaRashba, it's a Chumra that the Rishonim introduced. So then there's a question on top of that question, what about Seir HaMeis? Is Seir, let's say a Jewish body, Seir HaMeis, is it included in the Yisro? They say only Besar HaMeis is Asabano. So that's a Beferish Gemara. There's a discussion in the Gemara Beferish, the last Amud in the first Perek in Erechin. So it's a Beferish Gemara. So what is there to discuss? So the Rishonim had two girsas in the Gemara. Reb Shlomo LeVilna has in the back of the Vilna Shas, he has in the Cheshek Shlomo, he documents it, he shows some of the Rishonim had one girsa, the other Rishonim had another girsa. Where the Seir HaMeis is only Asar Bahanom and Atorah by those who are Haruge Bezdin. So the Gemara Din, the Gemara says when you have a Shara Niskal, so, shoch the kaidim shenig madino mutamano, shoch the lacha shenig madino osabano. That's in Baba Kama daf mem hei. So you see from the Gemara that the Gemara din creates the isa hanoa on a shor anisko. Is there such a din by human being also? When the bez makes a Gemara din, he becomes osabano? Or do you say no? When he dies, so he's a mace. A mace is osabano. So that's what some Rishonim read in the Gemara that seir hameis by a person who dies a normal death. Is mutabano, but seir hameis of haruge bezdin, the mishnah there in Erechin Dav Zayin, the last mishnah in the first perik in Erechin, the last daf, is talking about haruge bezdin. So the seir hameis of haruge bezdin is also bahano menator because the gemar din asid. The seir hameis of another person is mutabano. And the other giris in the rishonim is no. Seir is also included in the isim. So that was the tumult when they first started with the sheitlin. This was the Shaila. The Sheitlin were from human hair. They used to take from dead Goyisha bodies. The relatives would shave off the hair. And they would sell it to whoever wants. They was at auction it off to the highest bidder. So the Shaila was a double Shaila. Meis HaYakim, whether they're Asabano, and Seir HaMeis, whether it's Asabano. So strictly speaking, Meis HaYakim HaMutamano, but the Ramah says we should be Machmer. And then Seir HaMeis is a Tosus in the first Perek in Bava Kama. Tosus said Beferish, that it's Mutabano. So they said, yeah, but the two girsas in the Gemara in the end of the first perik in Erechim. So that's why many were opposed. The Maritz Chayis was a contemporary of Chasam Sofer. His collection of Shadas HaTshuvas, he has this whole discussion. He has the tshuva about the original Sheitlin that they used to make in those days. These two issues he discusses.
I don't remember where. Isn't there a Gemara that talks about the pandachrios who women used to wear?
Yes, there is a Gemara.
They would tie the hair to their head.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So when they died, those are also.
Yes, there are two Gemaras. There's one Gemara by Irani Dachas, by the people of Anshi Irani Dachas. So the tzaddikim, we don't kill they're not such tzaddikim. It means they didn't worship Avodah Zarah. They live in a city where 51% of the people worship Avodah Zarah. They can't be such big tzaddikim. But so the tzaddikim means those who didn't worship Avodah Zarah. So you don't kill them, but you burn all of their property. So the Shaila is, what about the clothes on their back? Yeah, someone else has to give them clothing? Someone has to lend them clothing? and the clothing that they own has to be burnt also or not. So the Gemara there talks about what about the shetel of the anchi erini dachas, that you have to destroy the shetel or not. So that's one Gemara. Then there's another Gemara in Nazir, where the Gemara talks about a woman takes a net in Naziris, and the husband is made for the netter. The husband doesn't have the right to be made for all of the nedarim. He only has the right to be made for a netter if it's beino le beino, arino nefesh. So the Gemara wants to know, is this called beino le beino? Why? Because she took a netter in Naziris, so let her not go to a funeral. What does it affect the husband? What's the ino nefesh? She'll lead a happy life. She won't go to any funeral. She won't know that anybody ever died. She won't drink any wine, so the world doesn't come to an end. So the shayla is no, but the nazir has to shave off all of her hair at the end of the Shlosh Yom. So it doesn't bother her, but it bothers the husband. The husband doesn't want to have a bald wife. So the Gemara says, Nishgefelech, let her wear a shetel. So that's where the Ayin Mishpat Ner Mitzvah on the side of the Gemara usually just gives you a Mar Mekamis. He tells you where the Raman, where the Shulchan Aruch is, where the Smag is. So over there he says, you see from the Gemara that there was an institution and wearing a shetel, and he has a whole note over there about the permissibility of women wearing a shetel. Yeah, the Gemara.
Baron used this as a psak. The Nazir once wanted his daughter to shave the head off, and the husband, Lakewood, didn't want. He used this as a psak to show that this is a man that's Benoit or Benoit, and he just have to listen to a father.
That's the Gemara. Yeah, that's the Gemara and Nazir. It means that women have a higher level of tradition. We all know the women, of course, have a higher level of tradition than men, but so much higher that only Meisei Noshim Arosa Manoah. The women are not that much higher level of kedusha than the men, that they should be osam ano. I mean, but not saying only the meis hanavi is osam ano, and not navi. It's not mestaber. But to say only meisei son, not meisei yakum, that is mestaber. So that's what they have many hachachas from the Bavli, from the Yerushalmi, that men atar meisei yakum really are mutabano.
Is it the function of kedusha? That's the point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The person, when he dies, goes migur rabba lebira mikto. So the higher, the more chashuv the Baal Chai was while he was alive, so when it dies, so the more tumah there is. That's what the Aruch Haim writes on Chumash. So he says a Jew who dies has more tumah than a non-Jew who dies. And a human being who dies, even a non-Jew, has more tumah than a behemah who dies. And a behemah who dies has more tumah than a oif tohar who dies. And an oif tami who dies doesn't have any tumah at all. Only nivlas oif tami tami abeis abliya. And a sheretz is in between over there. The sheretz is in between the behema, the shmana shorts, my rodents. So the sheretz is in between the behema and the oaf. So each one, the more chashivis it had while it was alive, so the more tumah it has after it dies. So we say also the yisanoa is a function of how chashiv. How much kedusha there was while the person was alive.
What about Evikinani? Evikinani is a Zosabana or no?
That's the Taisus in Bava Kama says that Evid Hakonei Li Yisrael who dies is Mutabano. So that's unclear. The Mefarshim and the Taisus are not sure in the first paragraph of Bava Kama. Evid Hakonei Li Yisrael. They didn't say Evikinani. What do you mean? Evid Hakonei Li Yisrael means a Jew owns a non-Jew, but he was an Eved Megayer him, L'shem Eved? Or Tosis means he's an Eved Knani. So that's a little unclear. Mm-hmm. That's a discussion in Tosis. There's a funny Tosis in the end of Nazir that all Achrenim say must be a misprint. Tosis says that Eved Knani is not Mekabel Tumah. Just like a Goy is not Mekabel Tumah, an Eved Knani is not Mekabel Tumah. How can it be? What do you mean an Eved Knani is not Mekabel Tumah? Of course he's Jewish. It's Chai V'Mitzvus Kish. How can it not be Mekabel Tumah? They think it must be a mistake. Anyway, so that's the issue here. It says in Siv Zayin that Or is not Dina Kibosar. Minatur. It's only Midirabbanan that makes Basar B'chola. So that's a Shaila. What would you say by Or Ameis? So Ramosha Paskan's like that opinion. It says that Or Ameis is only Asa Bahano Midirabbanan. It's not Asa Bahano Minatur. Only Bisar Hameis. Seir Hameis. That's a Shaila. If you assume Seir Hameis is Asa Bahano Minatur, so Seir is not Dina Kibosar. So he's saying everything on the Meis is osabano. So the or will also be osabano minator. But once you assume that the seir hameis is not osabano minatoro, So then there's room to say that Ora Meis is also not also Banam and Atur. That's where Moshe is chewing. And then the Shaila over here, the Shach says over here, Chabeis, Yisur Mihuikam Midirabbanan, we say, to cook or with Cholov creates Basa B'Cholov Dirabbanan. Is that only in Hilchas Basa B'Cholov you have this din? Or what about or Gidin Karnaimet Lofim from Menevela for Behemet Meir? Do you have this Chumra Midirabbanan there as well? So the Rabbi Moshe has another tshuva about that. Does this din apply only by Basa B'Cholov, or does it apply in the other cases? Then we had about atzamas. So we spoke yesterday. Etz m'sheyesh ba moyach. So the marrow inside the bone, that's the Gemara. The Gemara said beferish. The Chumash says you have to burn los yisir men ad boike, but los men ad boike b'esh disrof. If you have noisa, you have to burn it. Noisa is only if you have basar, that's nitoisa, you have to burn it. What if you have atzamas? Atzamas you don't have to burn. What if it's an etz m'sheyesh ba moyach? So then the Gemara says, the moyach inside is dina kibasa, so you were supposed to have eaten it. So if it's a korban pesach, he can't eat it, because that's a lasishbur bone. You don't allow esedach lasesei, bamigdosh. The Gemara says in Zvachim, ein esedach lasesei shebamigdosh. So you can't even chew the bone of the korban pesach in order to eat your kazayis, even though the other shutfah made up the whole korban pesach. The only way for me to be yotzei my mitzvah is by chewing the bone. The Gemara says, ein esedach lasesei shebam. Well, let's say it's a different korban. The prohibition against Shvira Setzim is only by Korban Pesach. It doesn't apply to other Kabbalahs. Other Kabbalahs, you could have eaten, you could have chewed the bone. You can crack it open and eat the Moyach. And you didn't, and you know that there's Moyach. So then the Gemara says, you got to burn it. If you left it over and became nicer, so the Moyach Shebetoch Etzim is Dino Kibasa Mamish. So that'll be Basa B'cholav Derai, so the Moyach Shebetoch Etzim. But the Etzim itself is not dina kibasa, just like by basa b'cholov, it's not dina kibasa. Is there an isa de rabbana non atzamas? Here it says there, the shach says there is an isa de rabbana non atzamas. I have a dry bone, and I'm going to cook the bone with milk. So we say that there's an isa de rabbana not to eat it. There's an isa de rabbana not to eat it. They have the people who have osteoporosis. So they have these pills that they take. The pills are made from oyster shells. So the shayla, an oyster is treif, the bisarho oyster. It's a daktomi. What about the shell? The shell is mamish atzomis akoshim. Is there an isa de rabbanon? An atzomis anatz. Here it says there is an isa de rabbanon. Shaches, there is an isa de rabbanon. What about atzomis of a behemoth tmeo or a daktomi? So there's a primogodim later. We didn't get to it yet. We did it in the Gemara. We discussed a little bit the Gemara about zro b'sheila. So the Gemara says, when a Nazir brings a Shalmei Nazir, when the Naziris is up, whenever the Naziris is up, 30 days, 100 days, 5 years, whatever the Naziris is up, he has to bring a whole set of Karbonas. One of the Karbonas he brings is the Shlomim, Shalmei Nazir. Shalmei Nazir has a special din. This, you have to give the Zroya B'Sheila to the Kohen, and a non-Kohen is not permitted to eat it. Non-Kohen is not allowed to eat it, so you shouldn't cook it together in the same pot. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk wrong. You have to cook it together in the same pot. And this is Zeu Het Abba Mechlal Lisa. This is an exception to the rule. What's the exception to the rule? That was the Gemara we had in I think we discussed it briefly, in Zvachim, in Chulin. That's over here. And Sadik Ches on the base. The sugya of Zerah B'Sheh. Ein B'Sheh Le'el Shleima. There's Bash Le'im Ho'al. You have to cook it together. V'zeu Heter Habom Mechlalisa. What's the Heter Habom Mechlalisa? So the Ravid understood that Ein Mevat HaNisa L'Chatchilu Z'Nisa D'Araisa. So in Atari, you're never allowed to do that. To cook in the same pot, kosher and non-kosher. The Zerah B'Sheh that may not be eaten by non-Kohan. But you cook it together with the rest of the Shalmei Nazir. And then you give this to the Kohen and the rest we eat. That's Osir and Kala Tarkula. Here it's an exception to the rule. We don't paskan like that, Raivin. In Simit Tzadik Tes, it says, Eim Avat HaNisa L'Chatchila. And the Shach writes over there that there's a machlokes the Raivin and everybody else, whether the din of Eim Avat HaNisa L'Chatchila here. Simit Tzadik Tes Sif Hei. Eim Avat HaNisa L'Chatchila. So the Shach writes in Sif Kotten Zayin, a short Shach, he says, the Ravid is of the opinion Dasa Ravid also Medaraisa, and all the Rishonim disagree. They hold aim about the Nisal Chatchil is only the Rabbanis. How do they read the Gemara? The Gemara says Zeu Het Abba Mechlal Lisa. This is a Yotzei Min HaKlal. This is an exception to the rule. What do you mean? On the level of the raisa, what's the exception to the rule? So that's what the other Rishonim say, no. There never is a din that there's a mitzvah to cook kosher or non-kosher in the same pot. It's mutam and atar to do it. Eimah matan is lachatchila, is only an issa de rabbanan. But you never have a mitzvah. Here, it's an exception to the rule that is dafka mitzvah to cook it together. So the Gemara has a discussion when you cook it together. So how can a non-kohen eat the rest of this of the Shalmei Nazir? Only the Kohanim are allowed to eat is Rabbi Sheila, and the rest of the Shalmei Nazir, he invites all of his friends. The Nazir invites all of his friends, and they can all eat. But they're not Kohanim. So what happened to the Bliya of the Yisr? So the Gemara says, it's either Batal B'Shishim or Batal B'Meya. What's the issue? Is it Shishim or is it Meya? Which is it? The Gemara says, it depends. Do you measure Basa B'Hadi Basa Misharina? Do you measure the flesh against the flesh? If you only measure flesh against flesh, then the Gemara says, I forgot already what the Gemara says. Or do you measure Basa B'Atzamas L'Bahadi Basa B'Atzamas Misharina? So one way it's going to come out to be Shishim, or one way it's going to come out to be Meya. That's what the Gemara says. So the question is, why should you measure basa v'atzamas? Why you have to be mevatel basa and the atzamas of the zera b'sheila? The atzamas of the zera b'sheila are mutter. It's not dina kibasa. Here we have sif zayin. Etzem is not dina kibasa. So why should you have to calculate the shishim or the meya keneged atzamas as well? Atzamas have no iser on them. So he said that's the carrier of the Yisr. When we spoke about the Rabbi Natam's opinion, that the Ramah Paskins like the Rabbi Natam, so he said the Rabbi Natam holds, you have to measure Shishim, you have to calculate the Cheshbon of Shishim, not only keneged the Yisr, keneged the carrier of the Yisr. So since the flesh of the Zera B'Sheila grows with the bone, so the bone with the flesh, the whole Zera B'Sheila, is the carrier of the Yisr. So that's, according to Rabbi Natam, that could be that's a din deraisa. Tosis and Daf Kuf on the base presented that the Rabbi Natam Shita of Chaticha Nasnoel B'Shari Sum is a din deraisa. We don't paskan like that. The Shach says we paskan Chaticha Nasnoel B'Shari Sum is only the Rabbanon. But the Tosis and Kuf on the base, Rabbi Kevega pointed out, Tosis and Kuf on the base says not so. Chaticha Nasnoel B'Shari Sum is a din deraisa. So he got it from this Gemara by this Rabbi Shem. So the Prima Godim discusses over there when the Shulchan Aruch talks about this. Is it enough to measure shishim against the flesh that happens to be treif, or do you have to measure shishim against the bone as well? So he discusses, well, what's the story with the bone? Is the bone atzomas arakim? Is the bone atzomas akoshim? What kind of a bone? Is the bone yesh ba moyach? If there's moyach v'toch ha-bone, so the moyach is mamish dina kibosa. So the Prima Godim wants to say, atzomas akoshim, like oyster shells. I think atzomas akoshim. So he says, atzomas akoshim, of an avela, treifa, behemoth, tameo, something like that. Atzamas hakashim, there isn't even a chumer midirabon. He thinks atzamas hirakim, there should be a chumer midirabon. Otu, sometimes there are atzamas that are roi lachila. So atzamas hirakim, that's a little bit doime bedoime, so then he thinks a suggestion there should be an isa midirabon. Here it doesn't make a distinction. Here it just says atzamas, there's no, in Siv Zayin, says atzamas is no bas b'cholob deraisa. And the Shach points out, but it is Vasa B'chol Adar Abadah. So maybe you can insist over here also. You've got to look then at Prima Godim on the details. Maybe you can insist that it only goes on Tzomas Arak. Maybe at Tzomas HaKoshim does make sense to make a Chumra Midir Abadah. So that's the issue by this osteoporosis, these pills that they sell. The oyster shell, it's made from at Tzomas HaKoshim. So the Pashto says the Prima Godim claims that there isn't even an Issa Adar Abadah on that. See, he says something about rakim. See the Mechaba Siv Zayin. Atzomis v'ikar kanayim atlofim harakim. So the word rakim only goes on talofim and karnayim, or it goes back on atzomis also? So it could be it goes back on all three. I think that's what the Prima Godim says. The word rakim goes back on everything. Could be atzomis hakoshim, there isn't even a chumer midrabbanan. And atzomis harakim, then you have a chumer midrabbanan. Potter. Yeah.
Doesn't Rashi learn the sugya over there by Rabbi Shimon that the chiddush is in balance of a chatila within the raisa?
I mean, Rashi learns like the raibit, I don't remember.
Could be. I think it's like the raisa chiddush. He says that after chiddush, it never has a bogus balance.
Zehu heter. Where is the Ramaschal chiddush? Chidush l'chatchila heter, l'chatchila heter levat l'chisa, l'chatchila muta levat l'chisa. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like Rashi learns like they write it. Yeah, yeah, that's what it sounds like. Poshep Shah, but we don't pass like that. We assume like the Shach. The Shach quotes most of the Rishonim that it's only a din the Rabbanon. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so this these are the topics that we covered yesterday. Yeah. Let's take a look in the rest. We didn't finish the Ramah in Vav, Siv Vav. We did the first line in the Ramah. It says, Cholav Zachar, forget, there isn't even a Chumim in the Rabbanon. And then the Shach says, looks like a Machlegs Mechab in the Ramah. He says, Mar Machar Vula Pligi. He doesn't think. He thinks the Mechab is talking about Behema Zachar, and the Ramah is talking about Adam Zachar. Then the Ramah says, Mei Cholav does Asim in the Rabbanon. Mei Cholav does Asim. I told you the story that there was one rabbi thought that they cooked the chickens in milchig margarine by mistake. They thought there was powder margarine, came out that it was milchig margarine because it had whey in it. So he came in and he asked me, do I have any rayas to his svara that it's only anisa l'chatchila b'p'diyevet it's muta? So I said, I don't have any rayas. I think it's not correct. He said, no, it's absolutely correct. Daddy knows, absolutely correct. That the din of whey is only l'chatchila, it's not also b'diyevet. But the Ramah writes like that. Ramah writes beferit, mecholav, v'asma mecholav, even b'riyevit. And the Shach writes in Yud Zayin, even mecholav. Not only mecholav, that's questionable, maybe it's milchik min atarim. Mm-hmm. Even the mecholav, that l'chola deis is only milchik min rabbanon, that's beferish, that it even asks b'riyevit. Then the Ramah goes weiter, the fourth line in the Ramah, Yeshomrim, by the Shach's letter Yudches, Yeshomrim, also lach to say, shtachas gedeber shalav gecham, lefi shem avash, lehem palm, lehem palm, basar. Not allowed to cook. You're not allowed to cook even for a nachri. Not allowed to cook even for a nachri. Rav Soloveitchik had that shaila. I think I mentioned the guy was in the army and they wanted him to work in the kitchen to cook the food. And they told him in the army to cook basa b'cholav. So he's not allowed to. So he said, if they tell you to cook chicken and butter, so that's only basa b'cholav d'rabbanan. So that's on the first page. We pass in basa b'cholav rabban is muta b'bishul muta b'ana. But if they tell you to cook flesh with butter, that's already deraisa. So there is an isa bishul. Even though you're not going to eat it, the nochem are going to eat it. So the Ramah says it's still us. To cook basa b'cholav that anybody's going to eat, it's still us. That's the shalom. What if you're going to cook basa b'cholav and nobody's going to eat it? You're cooking basa b'cholav just for some chemical experiment, and no one's going to eat it. So that's a question. So Moshe Soloveitchik had a humorous, he had an entertaining mocker. From the Raman the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Raman writes, the Gemara has a whole discussion at the end of Perek Kol HaBasa. How do you know that Basa B'chalav is also Bachila? So the Gemara has drasha after drasha after drasha after drasha. So the Raman the Sefer HaMitzvahs quotes a Mechilta, has a new marker. It says, Lo Savashil Gedi B'chalav Imai. What then are people cooking food for? People cook food in order to eat it. So there you have it. The Chumash says, you're not allowed to cook it. Obviously, you're not allowed to eat it. The whole reason they're not allowed to cook it means that no one's allowed to eat. That's how you know that basa b'cholav is also b'chil. So Moshe Soloveitchik said, there's a possibility that if, based on that b'chilta, that if you're cooking, not intending that anyone is going to eat it, a student in the college wanted to know, he wanted to cook basa b'cholav just to experiment to see what chemical change occurs. He was trying to figure out, why did the Torah prohibit basa b'cholav? So he wanted to cook basa b'cholav in a lab in order to test it, in order to see what chemical change occurs. So Moshe Soloveitchik said, it could be that it's muta. But the Pashta says that it's not muta. If you look in the Badei HaShulchan, he has in his Bir Halacha, I think on the first Sif, he raises the question, and doesn't quote this Mechilta that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik quoted. He doesn't quote any Mekor or something. He just says he thinks that it's us. The Pashta says that it's us, you're not allowed.
Don't say that muta would be muta for food also? If it's muta.
A behema should eat it. I don't think so. That's the next sif. The next line in the Ramah. To cook that a behema should eat is also not allowed.
The next line knows you can't wash your hair with the water either.
So, we'll have to see the Ramah. Okay. We'll see. We'll see the Ramah.
You're getting enough.
Yeah.
I'll be here by just making an experiment. You're not getting on that.
We'll have to see. We'll have to see. Okay. So Nachman, so the Ramah says that you're not allowed to be mechata deish tachasak devish alav gacham. You may be in violation of basa b'cholav. Maybe anisa derais. We said that the Darkei Tshuva quotes a machlokes achrayim. What if you cook flesh in a milking pot? You cook milk in a fleshing pot. That's a ben yomo. Is that a violation of basa b'cholav deraisa? Is that only basa b'cholav derabbanan? So the major poskim, he quotes, I think, the Chavis Das and the Pirim Ganim and all the big guns, they all say that that's basa b'cholav deraisa. And then he quotes the lesser luminaries think that it's only basa b'chol derabbanan. I thought before I looked it up, my guess was that it's only basa b'chol derabbanan. I was surprised to see that all the major achrayim say that it's basa b'chol deraisa. So I thought Derech Bishul Asatar means if you're interested in giving in Asinus Tam, if he really gives in Asinus Tam. But a b'mikre, I don't want to buy, I don't want to spend so much money to buy two sets of pots. They use a fleshik pot, but I'm really not interested. I really want to cook only milchiks here. So I would have thought that that's not called Derech Bishul Asatar. Derech Bishul means you intended. It really gives a major tam. But it gives a slight little tam. So the Achrayim say it's not so. They hold it, that's basa b'chol of their eyes. So it says, so not only maybe the nochri, you shouldn't be mechata de'esh, the nochri asks me, could you do me a favor, turn on the fire on my pot? Not only am I not allowed to turn on the fire because it may be cooking basa b'cholov, maybe cooking milchiks in a fleshik pot, it may be cooking fleshiks in a milchik pot, which rov ha'poskim hold constitutes a basa b'cholov de'esh. So it says, anisa bishul, not only is anisa achila, be anisa bishul, so that'll also be us. Here Rabbi Kiveke, Geitavek, a whole discussion over here. Rabbi Kiveke asked a strange question. It should be a dov shein in miskaven. He only asked me to light the fire. I'm not really interested in cooking the food. What do you mean? He asked me to light the fire. Lighting the fire means I'm cooking the food for him. What do you mean dov shein in miskaven? See, he calls it a psikreshe. That's called a psikreshe. I don't know. That's only called a psikreshe. That's not called mamash a dov hamiskaven. He says do. He didn't ask me to turn on a fire. I have four burners. He has the pot on one of the four burners. The Nachri didn't tell me turn on any burner you want. He told me, please turn on the burner under my pot. It means, please cook the food for me. So what do you mean? I'm only being mechata the yesh. And it's only a psikreshe. So Rabbi Kivega talks about psikreshe la nichale. According to the Rishon, I couldn't care less what he's cooking. It should be a psikreshe la nichale. The whole thing is questionable whether it's only a psikreshi or it's mamash adobah hamiskavin. So the question Rabbi Kivegeri asks is questionable whether it's even a question. But in the middle of his discussion, he quotes an important machloikas the Taz and the Magen Avraham. He has a machloikas, what's the din if you have a psikreshi, but it's a suffix psikreshi? Psikreshi is an isa deraisa. Usually, psikreshi, dobashen miskavin is mutta, but psikreshi is an isa deraisa. So what if it's a suffix psikreshe? What do you mean? Suffix psikreshe means that it's not a psikreshe. So he says, no, a suffix psikreshe means if there's a suffix lahabo, I'm moving a chair on the dirt floor. So that the Gemara calls that a dobashenim miskaven. I'm not sure how soft the earth is and how heavy the chair is. If it rains, the earth is going to be softer. If it doesn't rain, it's the middle of the summer, the sun is beating down for the last week, so the earth is going to be very dry, and moving the chair is not going to make a scrape, is not going to make a charitza on the ground. So if it's a suffix lahabo, whether moving the chair is going to make a charitza or not, that's called a dovashenim miskaven. Suffix psikreshe by definition means that it's not a psikreshe. Rabbi Kivega's deal is, what if it's a suffix lishaovar? I don't know what the facts are. If the facts are like this, let's say I want to close a box. For some reason or another, I want to close the box. There may be a bug that's getting caught in the box when I close it. So my mechuyev to look in the box and to blow out any bugs. Or do you say no? It's a dov shein miskaven. I don't know whether closing the box, if there is a bug, if there is a butterfly, whatever, closing the box will constitute an act of tzedah on Shabbos. But I don't know whether there's a balchai there or not. So is that called a suffix psikresha? If it would have been a psikresha, it would have been an isa deraisa. So suffix deraisa lechumre. Or they say no. Even as not only a suffix lahaba, even a suffix v'shoavar is also called a dovashen miskab. So he refers you to Orachaim in Hilchas Tzedo. And he says it's a machlekes the Taz and the Magen Avraham, where the suffix v'shoavar is considered a sveka deraisa lechumre. Oh no, whenever there's a suffix psikreshe, by definition, it's not a psikreshe, it's a dovashenim miskamen, dovashenim miskamen is mut. So sometimes it comes up. This machlekes sometimes comes up in rare cases. So what's taka lepsak halacha? How do we paskin? So there's a bir halacha on that. I remember the first time I saw this, I was reading in the Malamed Lahoyal. So he has in the Mafteach a diun on sofik psikration. So how can it be? Sofik psikration means by definition it's not a psikration. So I was so enticed by the title. I didn't know what it meant. Sofik psikration. I never heard of this whole discussion. So I missed to that page. He has a very short, Malamed Lahoyal has a very short shuvis. Whenever the topic is already covered somewhere, so it just says, look over there, and it says it's muta. Look over there, and it says it's asa. Whenever it's not covered anywhere, so he has to write. So he writes bitzimtzum. He writes very brief chuvas. So here he just writes suffix segresha. Machloek is the taz and the magen avram and the mishnah bura and the bir alocha brings the rai from the malchamas that is muta. Period. That's it. He brings a malchamas. The gemara talks about in perakira. The Gemara talks about, I have a kettle with burning hot water. I empty out all the burning hot water, then I pour in cold water into the kettle. So the Mishnah says that it's permissible. So Tosfos has the kasha, but it should be an iser of mitzaref. If you have metal and it was burning hot, and then you pour on ice cold water on the burning hot metal, so you strengthen the metal. That's called mitzaref. So mitzaref is a malacha midrabbanon of makab patish. Mitzaref is a malacha midrabbanon of makab patish. So Taisa says the kasha, let it be mitzaref. So Taisa says, in order that this trick should work, that the tziruf should work, it has to be that it was burning hot, and the cold water should be poured exactly cold, and you're not sure how it's going to turn out. It may not turn out to do the trick. So Taisa writes it to Sofik Lahabo. So it's not called it's not a vados, it's not a psikration. So the Melchames on that daf in the middle of Perikira poses the same question as Tosfos. Let it be an iser of mitzaref. So the Melchames says mitzaref is only the first time you're doing it on the metal kettle. So if I already did the tziruf once, if I once heated up this kettle and then I poured ice cold water on it, so I already strengthened the metal of the kettle, so there'll never be a need to do tziruf a second time on the kettle. So here the Melchama says, it must be talking about a case, we're not sure whether we ever did tziruf. Since there's a possibility, maybe the tziruf was once done on the kettle already, so since it's a suffix segresha, it's a suffix l'sha'ovar. Maybe tziruf was once done on the metal. So since it's a suffix, if it's a segresha, even though it's a suffix l'sha'ovar, suffix segresha is called dovah she'eino miskam. So the Mishnah Brura says, and Be'er Halacha he writes, it's a machlek, it's a taz magen avram. So what do the Rishayim have to say about this? So he says, he looked. The only Rishayim say anything is the Melchamas. And he says, Lahakel. So it's muta. That's what the Mishnah Brura writes. That's what the Malam Elohayel writes. He doesn't have to write a pilpul. He just writes, machlek, taz magen avram, Mishnah Brura, b'zing rai from the Melchamas, that is muta. Okay. So that's a famous topic that Rabbi Kivege quotes here. But the whole issue that he raised over here, that it should be a dovashen, a miskaven, and it's a psikresha, the whole question is a little questionable. Is it really a kasha?
When you turn on the fire, it's not. I think the more increases in the machatim, the common lives a psikresha on avara. Because the pula that you're doing is independent of the cooking. You're doing one pula, you're being machatim, you want to move the gecholim around, you want to make a gorav, cotton, whatever you want to do there. And the fact that it's mevashel because new fire, new coals burn, that's the second pula. That's on that. It's shaykh to say, rain in the skaven on the bishul.
But only if the nachri asks me to please turn on the fire.
Mechaba's not saying that he asked him. It says you shouldn't do it. It doesn't say that Mechaba asked him to cook.
So
not reading there. Asked him to cook. His job is to clean out the to be mechata b'kachol. That's what he's doing.
So he's not even okay.
Yeah. To turn on a fire, it wouldn't be a psikresha, but mechata b'kachol.
Maybe the Rambam was talking about okay. He said it's mamish of davar she'eino miskaven. Okay. So then you have Rabbi Kivege's discussion. Okay. Good. So that part of Rabbi Kivege is famous. That he quotes the rest. The machlokes is the baluitner and tosis. We know that there's a machlekes whether psikresha the orach and tesis, whether psikresha de la nichale is mutar arasa. And then Rabbi Kivege has there two versions of the Orach, whether the Orach said Psikreshel and Nichle is Mutar only in Hilchel Shabbos or is Mutar in Kola Tarkula. So he proves from the Taisvis, the Taisvis said in Kola Tarkula. That's a Steve and the Rosh, the two Russian, the two different places. The Rosh talks about the topic. So that's that part of Rabbi Kivege that's famous. But this part, the Machalek Zetaz and Mangan Avram, what's the din of a Sufik Psikreshel where the Sufik is Lusha Ovar? Do you say Sveika Deraisi Lechumre? But they say no, any Sufik Psikresha is automatically labeled as a Dovasheni Miskat. So that's a famous Machlaikas. Okay, what did he have Vaita? There are more. Od Kosfu, that what? Ein Lar Maim Shehidicha Behem Kli Bosa Maim Shehidicha Behem Kli Chol V'litin Lifnei Behema Dasurim Behanoe. You're not allowed to get Hanoe from Bosa B'cholav. So the Shachi asks, wait a minute. Basa b'cholav is also b'ano. It's only basa b'cholav deraisa. It's only basa b'cholav rabban is muta b'ano. Where do you have basa b'cholav deraisa? So he answers, no. We're pouring together. We wash fleshic plates, and the fleshic plates have a lot of flesh on them. We wash milchic plates, have a lot of milk on it. And now we're pouring burning hot water together. The fleshic burning hot water with the milchic burning hot water. We're pouring it together, and it's going to become basa b'cholav deraisa. That's what he writes in the Yutes. Burning hot water, the ear from kach roschim. So it must be that it is a chashash basa b'chol of deraisa. So he says, so the Ramo writes, you're not allowed to feed it to the, you're not allowed to do this, mix the waters together, feed it to the behemah, because basa b'chol of is asmano. So Rabbi Kivege picks on this Ramo. That's the next Rabbi Kivege on the shach sukkot yotes. He says, wait a minute, what is the Ramo only worrying about feeding to the behemah asabano? It's an isa bishul basa b'cholav. What happened to the isa bishul? If the shach says you're talking irum yachad kach roschim, burning hot, so you're cooking basa b'cholav together. Aren't you cooking basa b'cholav together? Isn't that an isa bishul? Ula yesh loimar. So Rabbi Kivege has, in my edition, it's the last line, but in other editions it's not. He suggests Ula Yeshlan the Mairi that either the fleshig water, the milchig water, one is way more than the other one. One of them has shishim against the other one. So it's not going to create basa b'cholav. It's not going to be basa b'cholav dais. Whichever is the smaller amount is going to become batel b'shishim, and the larger amount, so there won't be any. So there's no basa b'cholav, so bas hakta chani. What did the Ramos say? You're not allowed to feed it to the animal. So he says, no, maybe the Ramah meant to say, you're not allowed to aim about the nisa lechatchila. You're not allowed to mix together fleshig water with milchig water, even though you know in advance that you have shishim and one against the other, if your intention is to eat it or your intention is to feed it to the animals. That's a din aim about the nisa lechatchila. As far as bishul, you're not allowed to cook basa b'cholav, maybe that's what the Ramah holds. There's no din of aim about the nisa lechatchila regarding isa bishul. In Kol HaTorah there is no such din of aim about the nisla chatchila. Maybe only minigyet to achila v'hanor. So that's Rabbi Kivege's suggestion. Uli yeshloim ademayim shamayim shebishnei hakelim hein shamayim shebikli hasheni. There's a little misprint there on Rabbi Kivege. The mayim of one kli yeshishim keneged the mayim in the other kli, and it's only also because aim about the nisla chatchila. And that din aim about the nisla chatchila is only rak legabi achila v'hanor. Maybe that's what the Ramah means. V'adayin sarachiyun. He's not sure. So this suggestion of Rabbi Kiveger is an idea that's discussed by Achreinim in other contexts. In Sukkot, the Mishnah talks about you have schach kosher and you have schach pasul. If you mix it all in together, so if you have roiv of schach kosher, so then everything is fine. So the Achreinim are bothered with the kasha. What happened to the din of Eim HaMatanis and Lachatchila? So a group of Achreinim come up with this same suggestion. They don't quote Rabbi Kivege. They say also like that. Maybe Eim HaMatanis and Lachatchila only applies to Achila v'Hanor. Maybe it doesn't apply to Schach. Maybe there's no such din Eim HaMatanis and Lachatchila by Schach Posel. Well, they have other cases like that. So this is a summary. Shainim also have such an idea. So this is also a famous Rabbi Kivege. Rabbi Kivege's suggestion to make sense of the Ramah, why the Ramah is only worried. He's talking about burning hot water that's going to be basa b'cholav deraisa, otherwise going to be mutabano. What's wrong feeding to the behema? So the Shach says in Yutes, it must be roschim that's going to become basa b'cholav deraisa. No, if it's basa b'cholav deraisa, so let him be worried about the bishul. Why is he only worried about litin lefnei behemto? Even if he's going to throw it out in the garbage, to throw the fleshy gvura with the melech gvura at the same time should be an isa bishul. Unless you say that's a pshat in the Ramah. Ramah holds there's no isa bishul if no one's gonna, the behem is not gonna drink it either. Maybe that's what the Ramah means. There's no isa bishul bas b'chalav, no one's gonna eat it. Rabbi Salavich used to tell that he had an aunt who was an awful cook. She'd always burn everything. So she would cook flesh. She had a lot of times she had to throw it out in the garbage because she burnt it. Then she would cook milk and she had to burn it. So she had to have two different garbage pails. One garbage pail for the flesh, one garbage pail for the milk, because she would throw the cheese that she burnt on top of the flesh that she burnt. There'll be an isa bishul basa b'chalav in the garbage. So that's a shayla, but nobody plans to eat it. So his aunt was machmer that there's an isa bishul basa b'chalav even though it's going in the garbage can. No one's going to eat it. He said, maybe that's the pshat over here. Maybe that's the pshat in the Ramah. That there's no isa bishul basa b'chalav. Rabbi Kevegir assumes that there is an isa bishul basa b'chalav. No. Rabbi Kevegir is worried there's an isa bishul basa b'chalav because he planned to feed it to the dogs. Lahacha lebehemto. What if you don't plan to feed it to anybody? So maybe that's the pshat in the Ramah. If you don't plan to feed it to anybody, maybe there's not isa bishul basa b'chalav. So would that taka be mutter? The poor, let's say, that's Rabbi Kevegir asks that. The Pischei Tshuva, at the end of the Simen, I think in Sifkotin Yutes, quotes Rabbi Kevegir Tshuva Simen Reish Zayin. Sifkotin Yutes and Pei Zayin, he quotes Rabbi Kevegir Tshuva Simen Reish Zayin. Rabbi Kevegir raises the question. I'm cooking a fleshig pot full of food. Is there anything wrong with pouring in a few drops of milk? I have well over shishim, for sure. That's not aim about the nislachatchila. The milk is kosher, everything is kosher. I know in advance it won't become basa b'chalav. So he says, mistaber, that he thinks that it's not allowed. Even though strictly speaking, there is no iser. So what are you being mevat the nislachatchila? He thinks that it's not allowed. So that's what Rabbi Kevegir is bothered over here. Shouldn't it be a din? The same Rabbi Kevegir in the Tshuva. So he assumes over here there should be a din of aim mevat the nislachatchila, even though I know that I have shishim in one against the other. But it should still be aim about the nisa lehatchil.
If we're saying that when you're mevashel basa b'chalav, which no one is going to eat, and we're saying it's mutter, how are we saying that tam and dikra, and we're tam and dikra to say that bishul was also the cause?
That's a very good question. Yeah, but that's what the Rambam quotes from the Mechilta. Some loy dashin at time of dikra means when you have a mitzvah. We have mitzvah sesi, mitzvah slo sesi. So you can't take a mitzvah and say the reason for the mitzvah is this, and therefore that regulates the application of the mitzvah. Mitzvah only applies in those instances where the reason applies. But svaris we always apply. There are yud gil midah shatar in the drashas bam, and they say b'shem Rab Chaim there's a 14th midah that they forgot to mention, the midah of svara. You use common sense, and when you figure out what the dinim are, so either mechilta, we do that a lot of times. We don't say it's a violation of loy dashin in time of kwa. Here the mechilta understands. The reason why the Torah prohibits the bishul is because it's going to lead to achilas. It's self understood that the achilas is also asa. It's not over here. Loy dashin and time of the krua wouldn't apply in Mechilta's case. Mechilta says it's asa b'achila because that's what the whole bishul is all about. Obviously, you're not allowed to cook. It means that you're not allowed to eat it. You're not even allowed to cook it because the cooking is going to lead up to eating, and the eating is asa. You're asking. So how can we turn around and say that if you're cooking it and no one plans to eat it, that it's mutter, you should say, there, loy dashin at time of the krah. Okay, that's a taina. That's a taina. The way the Mechilta said it, it's not shved. The way Rav Moshe Soloveitchik commented on the Mechilta, that's a taina. How can you take a mitzvah in the Torah and say, since the reason, everybody knows the reason is X, and since no one plans to eat it, so it should be mutter, that's a good taina. That should be loy dashin at time of the krah. That is a good taina. The Mechilta itself is a svara. Mechilta is touching up what it says in the pasuk, and Mele itself understood that the bishul is also awesome. But your taina is a good taina, yeah. Okay, so that's a famous Rabbi Kevegir. Good. Then the Ramah has Od Kosvu. Then he has another chiddush. Od Kosvu. Kli she'osim bo mayim l'chafif ha'sarosh ein l'shamish bo. You shouldn't use that pot for food. Let's say I need a pot to eat a bowl of soup. So can I use the klish? What do you usually make for chafifas arosh? They put in warm water, and then they used to put in ashes, and somehow the ashes helped get all the dirt out of the hair. I don't know exactly how it worked, but that's apparently the trick that they did. So what can be treif? What's wrong with ashes? They used to burn logs they used to have a pot. They didn't have gas, they didn't have electric stoves. So they used to burn logs, and the logs would turn into ashes. So the ashes would be mixed in with water, with warm water, and that would serve like shampoo. And all you put in is ashes. The ashes are not treif. You shouldn't use it. Ain't a shamish bo for food. Those most of me efer shalakira or regilasu. It's not uncommon. It's a common fact. Regilasu lisarb sham basar v'chalo. Sometimes you'll have in the ashes. Sometimes a little bit of schmaltz from the fleishiks will drip over. Sometimes a little milchiks from the milchiks will drip over. So the if the ashes would be 100% ash. So ash is ash. It can't become basa b'chalav. But maybe you'll have in the middle of the ash, you have a little bit of basa, a little bit of chalav. So that's going to be a problem, a basa b'chalav. So the pot will be treif. So the shach asks in chav, wait a minute.
How can you use it?
So I can use it for chafifa sarosh. If you're worried about basa b'chalav, the shach and chaf is very small, but it's very important. Chaf is very important. He's getting hanor from the basa b'chalav. If you're really concerned that in the middle of all the ashes are ashes, no problem. But you have a little basa, you have a little chalav, and then you use burning hot water. So aren't you worried about basa b'chalav? So he says, kiven she'eino nene migufo isur. What does that mean? Kiven she'ena dover shal achila. Kiven she'ena dover shal achila. L'choshem hanor, kiven she'ena nene migufo isur. What does he mean? So the Chavos Das has a brief comment on this. So the Chavos Das just has bekitzur, that's the Nesivos. Just has two lines. Chavos Das Simen Pei Zayin Ois Beis. Nirik Havanasai. The Larmina Bisa Hanoa Chaticha Nasmeh Shiyaguf Chaticha Osam Hanoa. Kim Shuhu Rak Osam Ida Rabbanon. It's only Basa B'chola Ida Rabbanon over here. Dumye Listam Yenam, the Mavur Lekaman, the Chitim Shinofal Aleim, Yaynes, Achmoch Lav Kechavim. Their Mishnah is like that. A Jew has a Chitim, and then by accident, treif of wine got absorbed into the Chitim. So the treif of wine is also Bano, even Stam Yenam. Bizman HaTanoim, Stam Yenam is also Bano. Bizman HaZeh, they're coolest. I'm as cool as about Stam Yenam. But Bizman HaTanoim, the Stam Yenam used to be also Bano. So if the Stam Yenam gets absorbed into the Chitim, so you're not allowed to get hanor from it. So the Mishnah say beferish, you can sell it to a goy. You have to be concerned, maybe the goy will resell it to a Jew. The Jew won't realize that it has tam yenam balua in it, so he may eat it. But you're permitted to sell it to a goy if there's no concern of lifnaivir that the goy may resell these chitim to a Jew. So how are you allowed to sell the chitim to a goy by you getting hanor from this tam yenam? So the answer is, the goyish customer is not going to pay me a penny extra because of the fact that the chitim have a blia of stam yenam. The goy is going to pay me for chitim, so I'm not getting any hanor from the stam yenam. So why do I have to sell it to a goy? So let me bake bread and I'll eat the bread. So he says no. Then you're eating the stam yenam that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to eat the stam yenam. But if you sell it to a goy, the only shaila is getting hanor. So you're not getting hanor. You don't say chaticha nas nevela that the chitim Heta nepach liyasiser, the chitim just turned into stam yenam. Stam yenam. How can chitim be stam yenam? Stam yenam is yayin. Even if you say chaticha nas nevela b'sharisim, it just means you have to measure shishim against it. You have to be mevatel it. But it doesn't mean that heta nepach liyasiser. Nobody holds like that. The stam yenam, the chitim can't convert to become stam yenam. It's an impossibility. Fine. So he says just like over there, so too over here. What so too over here? He says so too over here. since it's only basa b'chola with the rabbanon, kemishu rakisa the rabbanon. So on the bottom, Rabbi Kivega is masig, even if it would have been deraisa. He's not happy with this nesivus. And the hagoah is on the bottom of the page. But what did the nesivus say over here? Kevin shuhu rak iser de rabbanon. Why is this only an iser de rabbanon? I mean, it's not derech bishul. It's not burning hot. He's not talking over here. Before he was talking about burning hot water, roschim. That was the shach yutes. He washes the dishes with roschim, and the fleishig and the milchig waters are going to be mixed together. It's going to become basa b'chol deraisa. Here he's talking, you have warm water, lukewarm water, I guess. Not going to be yatzoletis. And it has basar and it has cholov. Has ashes. The ashes are accomplished like the shampoo. You have a little bit of schmatz, you have a little bit of milk. So that's only basar b'cholov d'rabbanan. There is no derech bishul over here. So the Nesivus writes, they were contemporaries. They used to correspond with each other. Rabbi Kivega and they live in two different countries, but they used to correspond. So the Nesivus writes, because we're talking about basa b'chol of the Rabbanon, so therefore there's no problem. What does it mean? So that's the shaila that we raised. What's the din when you have basa b'chol of the Rabbanon, like Ayde Kovush, like Ayde Maliach? Do you say Chaticha Atzma Nasis Nevela or not? So there's a Shachin Lamed, the Shachin Sivkot Lamed, in the parentheses. Feel the name of the Basa B'cholav is an Isa Machmas Atzmo. Kom Hocha. If you take a look in Sivkot Lamed, there's a parenthesis that goes for 2.5 lines. So he says, if it's only Basa B'cholav Rabba, they Melicha, they Kovush, you don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela. And then Rabbi Kivega there, and that Shach Lamed picks up on this. He says, L'chari Yesh Rai L'din and Dashach Bas B'chal D'Rabban, you don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela. And that's a pilpul, Rabbi Kivega, and it has in different places. We raised the issue already a long time ago. So that's an issue where they say Chaticha Nas Nevela and Bas B'chal D'Rabban. So apparently the Nesivus understands over here that this is only basa b'chol of the rabbanon. It's not basa b'chol of the rice. So once you say it's basa b'chol of the rabbanon, so it's mutabano. So the whole shach's kasha is off. There is no kasha. Basa b'chol of the rabbanon is mutabano. So what did the shach have to write so much? Hodol mitzvah hatam lachafifus arosh. It's basa b'chol of shari nena mishum delichot rosh kimish ena davar shalachila lochashim hano. Why is lochashim hano? He says, the shach says, you're not getting, you get hano from the water and from the ashes. The ashes function like shampoo. But the basa b'chalav is lamala v'lamarit. If you would be eating it, the behemah is going to eat the basa b'chalav, the behemah is going to taste the flavor, so you're getting hano from the basa b'chalav in the previous case. But in this case, you're not getting any hano from the basa b'chalav. You're getting hano from the water, from the ashes, like when you sell the chitim to the nochrin, the chitim have a blia of yayin. That's also b'hano. I'm selling it to the goy, so I'm not getting ano from the yayin. That was the mashal that the Nesivus says. He said, just like over there, not getting ano, here not getting ano. But then the Nesivus, in explaining it, he's saying, because it's only basa b'chol d'rabbanon, wait a minute, stop there. It's basa b'chol d'rabbanon, so it's mutabano. So that's the end of the story. What do you have to explain more? I don't understand that. Rabbi Kivega doesn't even ask that. Rabbi Kivega on the Nesivus, on the Chavis Das, when he asks, he says, look in the Sefer Issa v'Heter. He explains why it's mutter even if it would have been a deraisa. Yeah, but he doesn't even ask that kasha. He should have asked. If it's only basa b'chol of the rabbanon, so it's mutter b'hano. So I don't know. There are two different explanations here. One explanation is talking basa b'chol of the rabbanon is mutter b'hano, or is kasha. The other explanation is where Rabbi Kivega says, no, even if it would have been basa b'chol of the deraisa, but you're not getting hano from the basa b'cholav. It's like selling the chitim to the nochri, and he doesn't pay a penny extra because of the fact that it has a bli of stam yenim in it. So I'm not getting any hano from the stam yenim. So over here also, I wash my hair, I'm getting hano from the warm water and from the ashes that function as shampoo. I don't get any hano in the hair. I don't get any hano at all from the basa b'cholav. Aye, but the water has a tam ki iker a basa b'cholav. So just like the chitim have a tam ki ikar of isuri hanor, you don't say chaticha nasis nevela that the chitim become heta nepach liyasisa, the chitim become stam yelim. So you say over here, the water doesn't become basa b'chalav. Basa b'chalav is floating around its asa b'anor. And the water, chaticha nasis nevela, basa b'chalav is deraisa, but that's only basa b'chalav. Basa b'chalav into water? Is that also chaticha nasis nevela deraisa l'chal adeyes? The Mechaber holds, we had. Mechaber writes in Tzadik Bey Siv Dalet. You only say Chaticha Atzman Nas Nevela and Basa B'chola. It doesn't apply to Shari Surim. And the Ramah disagrees. So there's a long Shach. The Shach says that Beis Yosef himself writes, Basa B'chola, into water is Chaticha Nas Nevela De Raisa. So the Shach says, what in the world is he talking about? It's not correct. Basa B'chola into water is like Chazer into water. That's like Shari Surim. Why should that be? So that's what he's saying over here. That's what the Chavis Das is. That's what Rabbi Kivega is saying over here with the Chavis Das. The way the Chavis Das says, "Basa b'chala d'rabban is mutabano." Fartik, that's the end of the story. And Rabbi Kivega is saying, though, even if it would have been basa b'chala d'raisa, the basa b'chala is also bano. When I wash my hair, I don't get anor from that. Aye, but if basa b'chala is being nice and tam into all of the water, and the water should become chaticha nas nevela. No, chaticha nasvele basa b'cholav into water, that's chaticha nasvele bishari surim. Bishari surim, nobody says chaticha nasvele means heta nepach liyasisir. It's just they didn't calculating the shishim against it. So just like the chitim that have a bli of the stam yenim, the chitim remain mutter. The stam yenim is also, I don't get a penny extra for selling the goy chitim that have a bli of stam yenim. See, I don't get more hanor from washing my hair from the... I'm not deriving any hanor from the basa b'cholav. And the basa b'cholav into the water doesn't make the water into basa b'cholav. That's chanan b'shari surim. That's not chanan b'basa b'cholav that everybody agrees that it's heta nepech liyasis. So those are the two terutzim on the kasha here. The terutz of the Chavis Das, he doesn't really, he didn't even say that. One terutz is it's only basa b'cholav there are bonus on smutabano. And then Rabbi Kivega says no. Even if it would have been basa b'chalav deraisa, the mocker, the mara mokim that the Chavis Das quoted, hits the spot. He says, the stam yenim is balu into the chitim, and you say chaticha nas nevela, but chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim doesn't mean heta nepach liyasisa, the chitim don't become asa b'anor. And I'm not getting anor from the yain. The guy is not paying an extra penny. So here also, the mayim doesn't become basa b'chalav. The mayim has chaticha nas nevela of the tam of the basa b'chalav. But it's not more chomer than the chitim that have the bliya of the stam yenim. So that's the Ramah. You should be careful not to use that pot. That pot may have a tray for bliya basa b'chol. It doesn't affect the water. That's not a problem. But the pot may be tray. Lochin the Ramah says yesh lesser gamke neshtamish min agderi shel tanur shel beis achorev. They have a tanur. The tanur is in order to cook food. Then there's a tana beis achorev to keep the room hot. They didn't have a central heating system. They used to have a tana beis achorev. All the rooms in the house didn't always have a tanur. So in the winter time when it was cold, so there was one room that had a tanur and everyone would sleep in the same room, in order not to catch pneumonia. So that's the tana beis achorev. So a lot of times they would keep pots and pans in the tanur, just sitting there. The pots and pans would be sitting there. They wouldn't be cooking in it. So there's a concern over here. They cook fleishiks on top, and some of the fleishiks would fall into the pot that's sitting there on the side. So the Ramah says, Yesh lesa lishtamish bigderish al tana beis achorim shum denitozim aleim lefamim basar and lefamim chol meragderis. So that's going to put, so l'chatchili shouldn't do that. Bidi yaved, you don't have to be afraid, you don't have to be concerned that maybe it became treif. But l'chatchili always have to be concerned, maybe a little fleishiks fell on it, maybe a little milchiks fell on it, and it's going to pose a problem. So b'linet, I'd like to start on Sunday with Tzivkot n'chafal. It was also a very important shach. What did he say? What did the shach say in chafal? He's distinguishing between a kederish al mateches as opposed to a what? A kederish al cheres. Why? So we got to figure out. A couple of more important shachs.